We're joined in the media center by our current number one qualifier in pro stock, Jake Coughlin, 6.599 at 207.53 coming in that second sessions. He has three number one qualifying positions this year. Your last in the most recent race at St. Louis. You guys are hitting upon something in qualifying. Is that good to have that way start out a Friday afternoon?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the goal coming into the countdown was definitely to be much more aggressive, cautiously more aggressive, to try and, you know, see if we couldn't earn a couple of small points along the way. And, you know, Ricky and team have done a fantastic job with that, probably darn near leading the pack with the qualifying points. You know, Sunday's been a tick of a different story. We got nipped on a close run at Reading round two, and then spun real hard third round St. Louis. So we've had a very fast car. I was very pleasantly surprised to hear that 59.9 come over my earpiece as I was getting the chutes out and starting to slow down. The car felt just fantastic. I let the clutch out. You know, the car was starting to accelerate. The front end was just gradually climbing, but nothing too inefficient. And kind of banged through the gears 1, 2, 3, 4 just as quick as I said it. And that 59 splashed up, and it was a hit. So I was excited. It stayed low for the provisional pole for tonight, and we look for, you know, turn our attention toward tomorrow and see if we can't just keep pecking away at it.
These conditions more similar like you guys anticipated coming here?
You know, it's you never know what we're going to get. Well, we typically know what we're going to get here, and it's hot and somewhat muggy, and you know, so it's par for the course. It's much better than some of the alternatives with rain and that type of atmosphere. So it feels great. You know, this track's always been one of the best tracks on the circuit. It's got teeth out there. So, you know, it's one of the few tracks that can handle that intense sun and, you know, and the laps that are going down it day in and day out. So, you know, I think the crew chiefs can stay aggressive even in the warmer, hotter conditions as we saw today.
Haven't had the results you probably wanted in the first two rounds of the countdown, but with all your experience, you know, are you prepared to, you know, how do you deal with that better than like Tanner, has only been a championship race one time, to give you an advantage?
You know, I don't know how the advantages or disadvantages really play out. I do know that you know, with Pomona being points and a half, we basically have 18 rounds of competition left, and now we're back around four rounds. So a lot of racing left to do, and you know, good days like today are certainly giving us the confidence to turn some one lights on Sundays.
Do you think you got all of it on that run, or will that hold for tomorrow?
It was pretty slick, I gotta admit. It was a very efficient run. You know, I had just a brief moment to debrief and take a look at it, you know, in our computer lounge, and it looked pretty sporty. So, you know, Anderson was right behind us. You know, their whole team was 1, 2, 3 after the first run, and you know, he went 60 with a zero right next pair behind me. So I don't know if that'll stick tomorrow. I really haven't paid attention to the forecast so much. So we'll have to see as things progress in the morning. And either way, we're looking to be want to be number one for each session tomorrow.
Perfect.
Thank you.